Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. We're going to jump right into it today by talking about safety. Federal safety officials have announced a major recall of window blinds and shades after a young child was strangled to death and another one had a close call. This recall involves nearly 700,000 IKEA Roman blinds and Green Mountain Vista insulated blackout roller shades and insulated Roman shades. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, boy, they've got a sad tale. A one-year-old girl was strangled when she got caught in the inner cord of the IKEA blinds. They were sold at IKEA stores nationwide between summer of 2005 to this past summer, so about 2 years. Now, if you have these particular Roman blinds, you can return them to IKEA for a full refund. Green Mountain Vista is offering a free repair kit and installation instructions, and you can get all the information on both of these items at our website at abc7news.com. Now, let me tell you why this is so important. If you think back about 10 years ago, I did many reports and worked in Washington and in Sacramento to change the way blinds and drapes are manufactured and used here in this country. Here's what happened. Mainly, it was with blinds, Venetian blinds, wood blinds, where you would have the rope that open and close them and move them up and down would be a single round, or I should say connected rope cord, I guess you should say. And so you pulled on it and there was a little wheel at the top and a little wheel at the bottom. The problem was those cords were strong enough, kids would get tangled up and would get strangled. And this happened to a half dozen to a dozen kids every single year. Kids would get in there, and we're talking little guys, 1, 2, 4 years old, would get tangled up and get strangled. So we started, a bunch of consumer reporters and consumer advocates got together, and what we did was we had homeowners cut those cables and then just tie a knot at the end. Then manufacturers got in on this, and they started offering for free the little plastic tabs. They look like tulips, I guess. And you would cut the cords, put these plastic things on, tie a knot, bring the plastic things down, and that way it looked like a finished product. It wasn't just a cut cord with a knot at the end. Well, once we started doing this, we quit losing children. And so eventually the laws got changed and manufacturers got help and they quit making them that way. So now if you order blinds, almost everyone you would order will have two separate ropes, actually three, one that moves it up and down and one that opens and closes it, one open, one closes it. And they're much, much safer for kids. And we have basically no problems with this. Well, here are these Roman shades. Somehow they made it through, and we have a kid dying. So if you have these Roman shades or these blackout kits, then you need to take them back. You need to get them fixed. And you need to look around your house. Now, if you have small children in your home, you've probably already thought about this, and you've probably already looked. If you haven't, get on it. But for those who are like me, whose kids are older, I don't have a problem with kids getting caught in that. They're older. They're too heavy. It wouldn't happen. You still need to check, because you've got friends that are coming in to your home with little kids, or if you have grandkids or nieces and nephews. And I know it seems far-fetched. I can't tell you how many people here in this newsroom have told me that I'm too paranoid about this. Well, if it's your child, if it's your one-year-old, like this little girl, well, I mean, how horrible would that be? Anyway, so get on top of that and go check it. As long as we're talking about strangulation hazards, a bunch of hooded jackets with drawstrings have just been recalled. Look, they're all over the place, and they're still coming into this country, and they're not supposed to have them. If they are a child size, they're not supposed to have the drawstrings. Remember you used to put on the hood when you were a kid and draw it real tight and tie it? Well, the problem is kids get hung up while on playground equipment, and those strings get caught, and they strangle themselves. Older kids. We're talking about, I mean, they're still kids, but, you know, 7 and 8 year olds. We used to have, you know, a half dozen to a dozen a year of these. Well, We got rid of these strings. We don't have very many of these type of deaths anymore. And yet these jackets just keep showing up with the strings in the hood. So if you see those, tell the store to pull them off the shelves. If you see it with your kid, pull the string out. And if you work around kids, suggest to the parents, hey, you want to take that string out of that hood. It may seem unlikely, but it happens, and it's happened hundreds of times over the years. One final recall, dive sticks. These were sold at Target. Dive sticks are, they're sticks that you throw in the pool so kids can dive in to go pick them up. You know how kids like you to do that? If you've ever been around a pool with kids, you know you're constantly throwing stuff in so they can go get it. Well, the problem with these dive sticks is they stand upright, which seems really cool because the kids can dive in and swim past it and snatch them. The problem is children, as a matter of fact, many children have actually impaled themselves on these things. So you don't want them sticking straight up. You want something that lays flat. Think a disc, a baseball, something that goes into the and stays there so you can't get hurt. So if you have these dive sticks, go return them. It's really important. There are dive sticks out there that do not stand upright. So if you have dive sticks, they may be okay, but throw them in a pool, throw them in your bathtub. See, how do they stand up? If they stand straight up, they're dangerous. You need to get rid of them. Now let's talk about when you call a business and you want to buy something or get information. How many times have you heard this? For quality purposes, calls are being recorded. What does that mean to you? Well, to me, it meant if I started beefing with that customer service rep and I talked to their manager and said she was really mean to me, they could go back and listen to that tape. Was I the abusive one or was the person answering the phone the abusive one? So, they didn't have to say he said, she said. They would be able to listen to it and know, was their customer service person out of control or was the customer? Well, turns out they used for a lot more than that. We put together a report and aired it this week on 7 on Your Side that absolutely shocked me. I was blown away. They go back and listen to these. I don't even know if they go back. It could be happening live time. When you're talking, it's being recorded, and computers are listening to what you say, and they're deciding, are you angry? Are you happy? Are you going to go to another customer? It's keeping track of your social security number. All this private information is parsing all this, and it's storing all of this, and it's putting it all together so that companies can give you better customer service. And I believe that's why companies have it. I also believe we have not seen one instance where this information has been gathered, put together, and sold. That said, someone could gather it, put it together under your name, and then sell it. This is a real concern. We're going to have to look at this in a, we need to shine a spotlight on this and think seriously about, do we want companies doing this without any legal controls on how they can use that information? Because right now, there are few rules. So they say, can I have your credit card number, and you give it to them? That's recorded, saved, stored. Social security number, recorded, saved, stored. Think about all the information you've given. You call up your pharmacist and you tell them the drugs you use. Now they can put that together with this other information. Very, very scary stuff. Holiday travel, wow. It's getting cheaper and it's getting cheaper by the minute. There are a lot of great last minute deals out there. I think travel, especially in February, is going to be amazingly cheap. If you're thinking about going to France or Great Britain or Europe or really anywhere, you're going to get some deals. So if you have the money and you have the time, think about travel. There's going to be some excellent deals out there. I would also look towards New York City. April in New York, oh, it'll be beautiful. It'll be so much fun being in Central Park. Everything will be blooming and you'll be there on the cheap. I want you to truly, truly think about this. There are some great deals out there. And while you're out shopping, you're going to be offered a lot of rebates this year, and I want you to buy a product and think, I may not get the rebate. And it's not because of the reason you're thinking, Before we had problems with rebates, you would put together all the information, send it in, and we still have these problems sometimes, not as much as we used to have. And then the rebate company says, never received it. Don't know what you're talking about. You forgot the receipt. Blah, 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 blah. All these excuses. Well, now what we're finding is a giant rebate company has just filed for bankruptcy, and they say they're not sending out the money that they owe consumers. Now, most of the stores, and we're talking major, major stores and companies, say, okay, we're going to send out the money. Don't worry, everybody's going to get their money. But when you're getting a rebate here during this holiday season, keep in mind you may not receive that money. That the company who's supposed to send it out, they're third-party companies. You know, if Finney Stereo says, we'll give you a $50 rebate if you buy one of our stereos, very seldom does Finney Stereo actually mail out the check. They pay another company to do it, and it's those companies, some of them, that are running into financial problems. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks a lot for downloading this. If you would like to see more of my reports, check out ABC 7 News nearly every Monday through Friday on both the 5 and 6 o'clock news. And you can see my reports also, reports and interviews and questions answered on The View from the Bay. I'm on that show every Monday and Friday. Well, thanks a lot for downloading this podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.